A legendary jazz bassist and composer is going to be honored tomorrow in Southern Arizona. Charles Mingus was born in Nogales, and the city is holding its Charles Mingus Hometown Music Festival to celebrate his influence. Arizona Republic Features reporter Weldon Johnson wrote about Mingus and is with me to talk about him and the festival that bears his name. So, Weldon, how accomplished a jazz musician was Charles Mingus?
He played with so many of the great musicians in jazz. I mean, you talk about people like Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Dinah Washington, Duke Ellington. He performed on an album with Duke Ellington called Money Jungle that was kind of even a departure for Ellington. It wasn't a big band record. It was just, I think it was a quintet, but Mingus played on that record. He was a great admirer of Ellington, even though they were kind of different people personality-wise.
And Weldon, how deep was the Mingus connection to Arizona?
Mingus was born in Nogales at Camp Stephen Little. His father was a sergeant in the Army. He was stationed there. But Charles Mingus only lived in Arizona for maybe a couple years. The family moved to Los Angeles not too long after that, and he pretty much grew up there. And to be honest, I'm not sure if he returned to Nogales after that, but he has been back to Arizona. His legacy is more in the annals, you could say, of jazz. He's one of the most important composers of that music. I mean, he was a bass player and as a musician, he was a good musician, but he's most well known as a composer.
Other than the fact that he was incredibly talented, was there something unique about that talent and how it came across in the music?
He trained as a classical musician, I guess, as a lot of jazz musicians do. And in some ways, his compositions could be considered symphonic. I mean, there was a composition of his called Epitaph that was actually discovered after he had died that it turns out it takes almost 2 hours to perform. I mean, it has many movements like a symphony. And he has other pieces that are pretty long, too. I don't think anything else as long as 2 hours. But he's known for, I guess, complex music, for dense music. He was also a bit of a social activist, too. He would take on different topics in his songs. For example, he had one song that was dedicated to the governor of Arkansas, who was a segregationist.
Is there something special, I guess, to the festival other than that it has his name on it? Is there something that really they try to connect with him more than that?
Yvonne Irvin, she's the chairman of the board of directors of the Mingus Project. That's the organization that puts the festival on. She's also hoping to get a street named in his honor at some point, but they haven't got that far yet. But they put an emphasis in the festival on music education. That's why, in particular this year, a lot of the groups that are performing are school-based groups from Nogales High School, from the University of Arizona. There's a Ellington Big Band that's going to perform from the Jazz Institute of Tucson.
Weldon Johnson of the Arizona Republic and AC Central. Weldon, thanks.
Thank you.